Prime Minister Tony Abbott has warned that Islamic State also poses a severe threat to Australia's security, but his counter-terrorism laws have received a mixed response from Australia's Muslim community. Former Liberal Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser says Mr Abbott's use of the term Team Australia is divisive and counterproductive. His comments follow today's announcement that he's been awarded the John Button Literary Prize for political commentary. Malcolm Fraser is speaking to Deborah Cornwall.
What do you make of the sort of language that we're hearing from the Prime Minister at the moment about everyone getting behind Team Australia?
Well, the language is terrible. It resonates very, very badly with Australia's ethnic communities. You have got to be able to debate, and using that term is almost an attempt to stop or to shut down debate. If I was still a member of the Liberal Party, I would be totally distraught. I'm interested in policy and very much interested in what's going to happen next week, next month, next year. You know, to me, the larger question in front of Australians at the moment, you know, what is Australia's future? And how many politicians talk about that in a realistic sense? There's no direct threat to Australia. We do not need to be a frightened nation. You know, if America goes to war with China because Japan does something stupid, which is the most likely scenario, Australia at the moment, on current policy settings, does not have the capacity to say no.
Well, of course, this cuddling up to superpowers, as you've called it, it was no different under the Rudd or Gillard government.
No, it wasn't. It's been the same. I mean, you can't pick much difference between the political parties. It was Gillard who put those American troops in Darwin. Judy Bishop said, you know, we're going to stand up to China. Well, you know, what are we standing up to China about? We don't have an argument with China unless they create one. But the political class did not only include the politicians, but a significant number of public service bureaucrats and the military, who've been duchessed by the Americans over a long period of years.
What is the appeal, do you think, to keep this relationship going?
Well, it's in many ways, it's in Australia's DNA. It made sense in the early days when we were small colonies, few people, few resources. It has also made sense during the days of the Cold War. It does not make sense in the changed strategic context. The world has changed, America has changed, and the level of disenchantment with today's politics is greater than it's ever been, I think, in our history. And, you know, that's not just an octogenarian saying that. I get young people saying it to me. We need new political voices.
So you're advocating for more independent, smaller parties?
Not really, but I would love to see an alternative. We want a young man's revolution or a young people's revolution. Men and women, saying we've had enough of this nonsense. We want a party that will stand for and work for Australia.
Former Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser speaking to Deborah Cornwall.